In a few moments, I'll be putting the spotlight on the figure of this Chilean Jesuit, born right at the start of the 20th century, who was beatified by Pope John Paul II in October 1994, a figure specially familiar to the late Pope, who once visited his tomb when he travelled to Chile on a pastoral journey in the 1980s. As the Jesuit organiser of almost all of the papal journeys of Pope John Paul's pontificate told me while speaking of this saint-to-be, he himself has strong personal memories of. Stay tuned.
En el curso de mi visita pastoral a la iglesia en Chile, podía faltar.
The voice of the late Pope John Paul II speaking in Spanish during a pastoral journey to Chile. The date was April the 3rd, 1987. The place, a monumental tomb right behind the central station in the urban hinterland of Chile's capital, Santiago. A tomb belonging to a Jesuit, Blessed Alberto Hurtado Cruchaga.
El siervo de Dios. Padre Alberto Hurtado Cruchaga,
the man who founded this Latin American nation's largest charity, the Hogar de Cristo. In English, Christ's Home, which today numbers over 20 affiliates in Santiago alone, and many others across Latin America, and indeed across the world, including the United States and Australia. It's a tomb where Chileans still flock to pray, to pay tribute to this tall, charismatic figure famous for his charity work. 50 years on, people still remember how he roamed the streets of Santiago with his green pickup truck, seeking out the homeless under the bridges of the Mapocho River to offer them a bed in the hogar, or home. But who exactly was this man, also described as scholar, teacher, youth leader, trade unionist? I asked a fellow Jesuit who personally knew him.
He made a very great impression as a man, certainly of deep spirituality. But what really impressed us more was the fact that he was so interested in social justice.
Cardinal Roberto Tucci met Father Alberto as a young theology student at the University of Louvain in Belgium in the late 1940s. Father Tucci shares with us his impressions.
And he was in Belgium in order to brush up his formation in social doctrine of the Church, because when, he had studied in Louvain as a young Jesuit. He finished his theological studies in Louvain and then went back to his country after 10 years of absence. And he found a country so different from Belgium of that time, because in Belgium, social justice was well promoted, but in Chile, the social situation was very poor, let's say. And so he started promoting trade unions, inspired, let's say, by Christian principles.
También en esto nos ilumina la figura del padre Hurtado.
He wrote books about justice, the problems of the homeless, the problems of the servants in different families, the workers in the factories. And then at the same time he was promoting very strongly human Christian culture. He founded Mensaje. Mensaje is a kind of monthly magazine which is still existing, run by Chilean Jesuits, to spread Christian doctrine and most especially to treat also social problems of the country at that moment. So it's a very rich personality.
Poet Gabriela Mistral called him a natural Franciscan. His life story, with his ability to convince the wealthy to loosen their purse strings for the poor, suggests a trickier epithet, that of a natural Jesuit.
Very also convincing with the rich people, not all of them, but rich people were more, let's say, Christian in their mentality, to oblige them to discover the real consequences of their faith in Christ, which was to recognize Christ in the poor of the Chilean society.
A todos os quiero expresar mi amor en Cristo, mi cercanía en el sufrimiento.
But certainly what impressed us more when he visited us in Louvain was this main preoccupation of social justice in a very Christian way. I mean, he was always starting with the gospel, the fact that the poor is Christ, and that for that reason he was moved by his own faith to put his life at disposal, especially of the less privileged classes in his own country.
So, as you said, he tried to abolish that gap between Christian ideal and the reality of the workplace. He was ahead in his ideals, wasn't he, for the time in Chile? There was a huge social contrast in those days, no?
After the Vatican II, the Council of Vatican II, we are more or less, let's say, already in that line. So today, it is not such a novelty of what he was thinking and doing in his own life, Father Hurtado. But at that moment of history of his country and generally the sensibility of the Christian Church for the social problems were not so deeply diffused as they are today. So I think that it is difficult to make a comparison. I mean, today he can move us, but it is not such a novelty as he was in his own time. It was his face which moved him the most. I mean, he was a very spiritual person. He was very good in preaching spiritual exercises, both to intellectuals, to students in the university, and even to poor people. So you know that, for example, his own sentence. The Mass was his life, and his life was the continuation of the Mass. He was drawing from a deep Ignatian's and Christian, let's say, spirituality, the force to face all those problems in which he was involved. Think that he was so young, I mean, when he died, he was 51 years old only. Yeah? And he has achieved so much. I mean, in a time when all these problems were not so largely considered in the Christian communities, I mean, in many countries.
And on Sunday, October 23rd, the man who was once described as God's visit to Chile becomes a visit to the whole world. Many thanks there go to Cardinal Roberto Tucci for sharing with us his precious memories of the second Chilean to be proclaimed saint, Father Alberto Hurtado Cruchaga.